The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Chovos Halvavos, Hakdama. More on the second and third advantages of Bitachon Hashem over alchemy. Shalom uvracha. So, yesterday we were talking about the second advantage of Bitachon Hashem. A person doesn't have to overwork himself and think that he has to make it happen. He has to do things seriously, responsibly, and the Iker put his Bitachon Hashem and he'll have his basic needs. A lot of that would all someone is nogea to even thinking about it, parnosas and different things, he wouldn't put himself into dangerous situations because there's no way to do that. There's always a possibility, more than a possibility. Hashem can always provide him parnosa without endangering himself. Is the third thing that he mentions is that these alchemists, they had to have a certain secret way of doing it, because if everybody could do what they could do, their work was worthless. And this is a lot of things in life, especially in today's business world, everybody has to be very careful to make sure that I have something something one step ahead of the other one. And it's a very, very high intensity and whatever you call it. There's a lot of stress involved in it because the competition in business today is much worse than ever before. You know, in the olden days, you could have a good product and a good carpenter has a good product, he just makes it for his whole life and has a good panosa. Today, in many fields, you just have to always constantly come up with new things and making it better and more, advertising it better, and convince people that this is the way to do it. Because if you remain with the same thing, it was just competing against one another. So once again, if that's the way it is, and a person's that type of panosa nowadays in the Hanani, he has to do that. But we're talking about the way I relate to it. Do I have to constantly try to upgrade my product and be more competitive and be totally nervous about it? And respect everything in life. It could be medical things, it could be all kind of things. Do I have to be nervous about, will I be able to make it happen? Or do I have to, and whatever panos I'm in, have to do the proper stylus and, you know, if it is a competitive thing, to make my product more competitive. It's with my medical things to make sure I go to the right medical practitioners. But I'm not putting my bitochen in myself. I'm doing what I have to do. And I realize that the panos is in the hands of Hashem. I don't have to be nervous about it. Daddy brings the pasuk on it. Belukim botachti lo iro mayasa odom li. If I bitochen Hashem, I don't have to be afraid of what the other person will do to me. And therefore, like I was saying, I have to do what I have to do, but I'm not in a state of tension and fear of what somebody else can do to me, what he can take away from me, what could outdo me. I do my things. I'm in the hands of Hashem. Before we know, everything in the world has something good about it. The fact that there is maybe some more of this type of tension in Parnosa has a good side to it. There was a Mashgiach, famous Mashgiach, in Mir, and then afterwards in Ponovich, Cheska Levenstein. There's a famous story with him that he was known as being a very big Baal Bitochen. And in his later years, he was working in Ponovich, and the Rosh Yeshiva Ponovich was a good fundraiser also, worked very hard on that, and used to pay him always on time. One month, in the beginning of the month, Rosh Yeshiva came to him and said, I feel terrible. I don't have the money and time this month, and I really feel bad. And suddenly he saw that the Mashgiach was smiling, and he really looked even happier than before. So he asked Mashgiach, why are you so happy? What did I do? I feel bad. So Mashgiach said, I tell you the truth. My whole life I'm working on myself to feel that I'm totally in Hashem's hands and not to take anything for granted. When I'm healthy,
Kol Halashon.
I don't just think, oh, I'm healthy, I'm managing by myself. I'm so thankful to Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Hashem's keeping me healthy. Rabbi Tochen will keep me healthy. And that's no good to everything, it's no good to my panosa. And he said, so many times in my life, I had no idea where my panosa is going to come from. But I always had that peace of mind of working on myself, seeing the bigger picture. I'm not by myself. I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the way I always kept myself calm and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the last few years when I'm working in Ponovitch, my salary was always coming in on time. And I started feeling that the sharpness of my daily feeling that my panos is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little weakened. I'm starting to say, you know, Baruch Hashem, everything's set up. I'm getting my panos. So today that you told me, you, the Rosh Shiva, told me that you can't pay me on time this month, that was the best thing you could do to me, because that's what I needed. I need to refresh my feeling that even though it's not so strong, I get parnasa, but I know Hashem is not going to forsake me, and He'll give me what I need. I don't have to be nervous about it. And other Rabbim, and Meskav, Morta, Kodesh, Baruch Hu. These are the greats. But that's what we're striving for, whether we're in a gear to our parnasa, to our health, to our family, to chinuch. I was reading a piece written by the Mashgiach of Volbe, Shlomo Zalman Zichron Levracha, that he wrote maybe 30 years ago. And he describes it as, we live in a olam batuach. We live in a world that everything seems to be reliable. I have reliable chinuch for my family because they're all in schools. I have reliable panosa because I have my source of panosa. Everything's under control in my health because I'm feeling all right. And if not, there's always top-notch doctors around. So I was thinking to myself, isn't this amazing? That's the way the world generally is. 99% of the time, that's the way the world is. And there's room for the mistake that, you know, I'm managing pretty well without a Kodesh Bohu. Everything's taken care of. Everything's set up. Everything has a mahalach. And look what Hashem did to us now. Hashem wants us to wake up and come to the reality of life. The chinuch of your children is not something to take for granted. Who knows? And look what's happening now. So many of the schools are closed down and half open, a quarter open. It's a hard thing. But the mice that we see, that we can't even take it for granted. We can have all the schools over there and we can't even send the kids to school. People's parnosas also. So many parnosas are up in the air. They don't know. Will they have? Won't they have? Do they have? What will be in the future? Or the health issues come on with the virus? Whenever we think we got finished with it, it pops up again in different ways. And every time there's a promise for some new cure, and this dissipates. We hope it'll finish soon. But the Maisa, we're in a situation that we could take it one of two ways. We could either say to ourselves, "What did Hashem do to us? We had such a nice, peaceful world that everything was just working all by itself. And what did Hashem do to us? Took it all away from us. And be in a terrible mood and a downtrodden mood and nervous. Or we could look at it the other way around. That Hashem gave us everything. But Hashem really wants us to get what we can out of this world. And what we can, and if we go through the world just saying, well, everything was nice, we missed the whole world. We missed everything that the world is all about. The whole world is about having a close relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when things are going smooth, and the schools are working, and the panos is going well, and the health is going well, that is a time that we really should have been more focusing on how thankful we have to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make it so simple and so easy, we don't have to think about it. Now Hashem wants us to be able to take advantage of the reality of this world, and to grow to heights that we wouldn't have come to without it. And He has shaken up our whole world. Forget about the rest of the world. Just look at our own personal world. And things are much more complicated than they were before. And the future is very uncertain. But now is the time that we say, Hashem, when we spell you, take this away. But we're thankful that You have done something for us to bring us back to the true reality of our life and to the true secret of the success of Klal Yisrael and the success of every individual member of Klal Yisrael by using this as Belikim Botachti, I'm Boteach with you, Lo Ira, I will not be in fear of anything. Hashem Roi, Hashem is my shepherd, Lo Yechzer, nothing will be lacking for me. And if we do that, that in itself is such a wonderful thing for ourselves and for our lives and for our families. And Kamavan will bring tremendous Yad Shemaya for us to get out of it quicker, out of this specific situation that we're in, and B'zrat Hashem, out of the entire ghost that we're in. Shalom, Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.